Good morning. Our question today is somewhat of a follow-up from last time where we talked about the use of Shem Hashem. And our specific question today is, how about when somebody is learning, for example, learning Gemara, and a pasuk is quoted, can the person say the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do you have to say instead Elokeinu or Hashem instead of the actual name? So last time we discussed the prohibition of saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a need. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, Asur lahotzi shem shamayim levatala. You're not allowed to just say God's name unless there's a specific purpose. In fact, more limited than that, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the general rule when it comes to the use of Hashem is it has to be done in a way that it's either for a shevach, a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or for a bracha, brachas that we say, but specifically for an item that we are obligated to say, or derech limud, or when we are learning. Now, last time we discussed, what does that mean, something that we're obligated to say? Does that mean that if you say a private tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem? So we said, as long as it's proper, appropriate, it's a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it would indeed be permitted. And then we extrapolated from that as well, talking about Zmiros and Shabbos. As long as the people have the proper kavana, you could say Zmiros and Shabbos and Yontif with the proper kavana. It has to be Mechav and Lashem Shamayim. Then it would be absolutely proper and correct to do. I personally have never sung Zmiros with Shem Hashem, but in the name of the Marshal, it's brought that it could be done, not a problem. So our next question then is that was davar shemechuyav lasot, that is saying Shem Hashem in something that you're obligated to say. So we're saying it's not specifically obligated, it's broader than that. And then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, o b'derech limud, or when you are learning, you can also say Shem Hashem. So what does that mean? So we're going to see now that there are actually three opinions on that. Opinion number one is brought by the Mishnah Berurah as follows, V'rakish shalomed psukim haniskarim b'talmud. This is talking about specifically when you say psukim that are brought in the Gemara, we'd say the Mishnah or the Gemara, then we are permitted to say them as they are written. We are allowed to say them with Shem Hashem. But, v'afilu hem psukim shleimim, that is the case, even if they are not psukim shleimim. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, as long, not his chiddush, but that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that the psukim, as they are recorded in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we can say them with Shem Hashem, even if they are only fragments of psukim. You have to say the full fragment as it's brought by Chazal, that if somebody would bring the full fragment, it is permitted. Not that we're required, but it's permitted to say Shem Hashem in that context. That's what it means, limud, bederach limud. That is opinion number one. Opinion number two is even more extreme than that. The She'elas Yaivet says as follows, V'yeshormim shalorak shirashay laskir Hashem. There's an opinion that says that not only are you permitted to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're learning, but shetzarik lasochein, that you are obligated to do so. Why would I be obligated to say the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it's not covered to simply say Hashem or to say Elokeinu, etc. We should be saying Shem Hashem in the context of learning. And simply if the Gemara brings a bracha, if it quotes a bracha, then don't say Shem Hashem. Then say Hashem or Elokeinu or something like that. But quoting a psukim in the Gemara, one indeed, even if it's a fragment of a pasuk, it would be obligated, has to, should say the full Shem Hashem, the real Shem Hashem. So that is opinion number two. Opinion number one, again, is it's mutar, even if the pasuk is a fragment, but not obligated. Number two is tsarich, you should, required to, because it's not proper to not, even if it's a fragment of a pasuk. And the third opinion brought from the Ikre Hadat and also the Orach HaShulchan say that shenagu shalola haskir Hashem toch kedei limudam, the minhag is to not say the Shem Hashem even when we're learning and even if it's a full pasuk. So even if it's a full pasuk, even though we're learning, even though it's brought down in the Gemara, it doesn't matter when we're bederach limud, we would not be and should not be, at least it's not the minhag, to say Shem Hashem. So three opinions, you have to say it, Or the first one was actually, you should say it, or actually it's permitted. It's permitted to say it even if it's a fragment. And the second opinion, derech limud, is one should say the pasuk even if it's a fragment. And the third opinion is the minag is to not say Shem Hashem when we are learning, even if it's a pasuk and even if it's a full pasuk. Have a wonderful day.